Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. That means it's 6 p.m. in Madrid.
Yeah.
About to find out.
It's going to be interesting, Jay.
Can I get an early bleep you? I know it's Monday, but I got to bleep you Thursday.
Go for it, brother.
Bro, it's November 10th. I do not need to be getting the inclement weather policy email from the school. Can the snow chill TF out?
No, it's not. Who are you bleeping, the school or the weather?
Not the school, the weather.
Okay, well, waste your time with that one.
Yeah, I know.
Like we said the other day, we don't mess with Mother Nature because that's Mother Nature.
Mother Nature can mess back. We can talk about the weather. All right, Jeff's fired up. Jeff's got some takes he needs to get off. He's persevered through the old sandwich situation, and he's ready to go. Hello, Jeffrey. How's the stomach, bud?
My stomach good, bro.
Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this, B. I have two funny stories from yesterday.
Both about Jeff?
No.
Oh.
Neither. I had straight bubble guts driving to the stadium, and then I get stuck in bad beltway traffic, and I'm like, I'm about to see what the facilities are like in Beltsville. I made it to the stadium, and then we ran into someone you and I both know. You know well, and I said, hey, man, I know this is weird. You got any Pepto? And he's like, yeah, just stay here. I'll send somebody out. I had to get an emergency Pepto delivery on the 30-yard line yesterday at about,
oh my Lord.
At about 2 o'clock. But all's well. We're Gucci, Jeff. Now, what about you?
I'm great, man. I'm relieved. But
that's a hell of a verb you chose.
But my blame pie goes 100% to the entire team, coaches and all, because the way we have been getting that belt right there.
BTA.
The way we've been getting that belt, there is no reason. 154 points? That's how much we have given up in the last four games. 154 points. That is crazy. And to all the people that's like, yo, stop kicking them while they down. We not kicking them while they down. You got to at least look like you playing for something. Like, and to the people blaming the fans, it ain't us. Look, we spend money to watch this team. We don't, you know, get paid to.
He got to stop the we. He ain't spend a dollar.
Hold on.
He ain't French.
Hold on. I had to buy all new Commander stuff because all my Commander stuff too big.
No, you didn't have to. You wanted to.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We want to support this team. We want to be behind y'all. But you can't go out there and look like you giving up. Because when you give up, it's no reason that the lower bowl and the upper bowl was completely blue in yesterday's game. And that's
blue.
And it's not
because. I saw that, Jeff.
It's not because people were selling their tickets for nothing. It's because people were selling their tickets because they not playing up to. Look, even if you lose, if you play up to a level where you're competitive, I guarantee you fans will still be in the stadium. So it go to everybody.
There you go. Jeff's on the record. In other news, if you're watching on the Monumental Sports feed, there's a giant box on the table. I just got a box. I don't know who what's in it or who it's from. At 12:45, we're going to open this box.
No, you're not. You could go open that box somewhere else. Somebody might not like you.
You think Landfill thinks it might be, have you ever seen the movie Seven?
No.
At the end, there's a human head in a box.
Okay, well, take it over there.
I'll open it in the
go by
in the aquarium.
Yeah, I'm going to stay over here.
All right. 12:45, we're going to open the box that B. Mitch is scared of. Joe is in Springfield, been on hold a long time. What's up, Joe?
What up, Joe? How you doing, man?
What's up, B. Mitch? What's up, JP?
Chilling, bro.
We're here.
Listen, we got to vent somehow, don't we? All right, so I'm going to give 50-50 blame on this. I'm going to do 50% blame on Joe Witt. I mean, do we really think that him coming down to the field instead of being up in the booth was going to make a difference? No. And you don't make any adjustments whatsoever. I mean, you keep saying, well, it's not going to work. Well, if you know it's going to work, then fix the damn problem. And you're not doing that. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in Madrid, but after Madrid, after come the bye week, Joe Witt has to be gone, from my opinion. The other blame I blame is on our defensive players, especially Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. I understand you're frustrated about Detroit running up the score like that. I mean, especially because they're playing like that. But Daron Payne, you're a team captain yesterday. What are you doing punching Amon St. Brown in the face? I mean, I understand whether Brown threw a punch at you or not at the beginning, great, but don't retaliate because the official's going to look at the person who threw the second punch. And Kinlaw, you know better than bump an official. I mean, you want to call defensive leadership. That's not defensive leadership. I mean, I literally was at the other side of the end zone, and I saw Daron Payne walking down the field, and all of a sudden I saw the video on my phone. I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing, Payne? So it's like all that, and there's nothing more to say to that. I mean, are we really expecting the fact that now, going into Madrid, we're playing for a top draft pick because it's maybe Dolphins and Commanders playing for a top draft pick? I don't know. I don't know. I have no answer to this point. I mean, remember when the Hail Mary changed the Bears season last year? That followed by Jaden Daniels last month? Change the season completely. I mean, people were talking about the Chargers game last night. The Chargers lost to Washington. That Chargers win feels like more than a month ago. That's how crazy
the second half of that game is. The best football they played all year. It was week three, wasn't it? Week four.
Yeah.
Week five.
Oh, yeah. So it was win against the Giants, loss to the Packers, win against the Raiders, loss to Atlanta, week five in LA. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, here we go. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man? How you doing, B-Match? How you doing, JP?
We're all right.
Good. I got 25% going to Dan and Joe Witt, and I got the other 75% going to Adam Peters, man. And yes, I'm the president of the Get Rid of Adam Peters fan club. The vice president is Liam, who calls on 980 and calls on the weekends and stuff. He's the VP. I'm the president. Let me tell you why Adam Peters there's some serious considerations of his job being on the table. Brian, before you got here in 1990, there was a GM by the name of Bobby Bethard who set this team up, visibly won two titles, and set him up for the third title for you to get in 91. What I've come to realize in the last 32 years, if you don't have a general manager, that's a quality general manager, it doesn't matter what the owner is. Jack King Cook was probably not the nicest owner in the world. But Bobby Bethard was able to spear him, keep him out of the pocket and stuff like that. But when Charlie Cassidy had to run it, boy, did we see it was a huge drop-off. Adam Peters. Okay, let's look at it. The first thing he did was he got rid of Jahan Dotson, which I didn't approve of because you traded him inside the division. Thought it was stupid. You needed to give him another year. The second thing that I thought was really, really stupid. You didn't bring any other receivers. One of them who was really interesting and intriguing to us in the playoff run, in De'Ami Brown and Zacchaeus. You didn't bring him back. Okay, you don't want to get Jamison Crowder. That's fine. You shredded the receiver role, and everybody like JP who loves to bring up, oh, we love the guy Deebo Samuel, who is injury prone. You're going to have the same conversation that you had with Deebo that you have with Terry. And when he attacked Terry, you know what that was like, man? That was like when Michael killed Fredo in The Godfather. And I'm going to tell you something. Right now, what I see from this team, I've seen a revolt against the coach. Brian, you've seen it too. I've never seen a revolt against management. It seems to me like these players can't, there's a lot of, and what's, at the end of the day, Terry and his agent was right. He shouldn't have got the money on market, I would agree. But to this team and what they have now, you almost had to give Terry the money that he was supposed to get. JP, I love you, man. Love you, JP.
All right, Mark. a lot to take in there. Last year, every move Peters made hit. Like all the veteran acquisitions. I think there are real questions about how they did it this year when they went away from trying to build and tried to attack for right now. I don't think anybody's gone. I don't think anybody's getting canned. I think Joe Witt is on a different list, but if you're talking head coach and GM, I think there's real trouble there. I'm not even sure Joe Witt deserves to be fired, but this might just get to a point, hell, it might already be at it, where something has to happen and somebody's got to fall on the sword. That's just the reality of self-preservation NFL football.
I just think that we all need to take a little step back. They were outstanding last year. Everything worked. Probably wasn't as good as we thought they were. Things look horrible this year. Everything not working. Probably not as bad as we think they are. But nothing happens in 1 year.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it was pretty good last year. So nothing happens in 1 year. And I would think you, just like I think, Adam Peters ain't got no problems. He's here 5-6 years or so. I think he needs to build this thing. I think Dan came in and immediately got people on the right track. But there were some missteps in this over the offseason. They got to find out what those missteps were and move forward. Listen, this year, ain't much that's going to be able to happen to change up everything unless they go on a miraculous seven game run. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But the ultimate thing is, they're not as good as they were last year. They're not as bad as they are this year. But we all talked about now we have the GM. Now we have somebody to come in and build this thing for the long haul. Are we going to judge them based off of this year and forget about last year? Or are there going to be people judging based off of last year and try to forget about this year? Or are you going to let them build something completely?
Shout out to Mark and Largo because you got a tweet from Neil Greenberg. Greenberg just tweeted, he said, "Oh dear, listening to fans turning on Adam Peters during B. Mitchell Finley." That was quick. And apparently Mark says he's the president of the Get Rid of Adam Peters fan club? So that, if the fact that that club exists would tell me that this theory has gone on for some time. I think with the Terry discussion, there's got to be a real consideration of both sides. Of, yo, if that deal was on the table and it wasn't signed and the final product, it's not like Terry all of a sudden got 50 guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like it didn't change significantly.
Yeah, but I'm not going to blame the player ever for trying to get more money, bro.
No.
You know, so and the whole thing about it is,
I also don't think Terry's holdout has impacted a defense that gave up 550 yards to the Lions.
There you go. Not at all. But the people that want to blame Terry, get off of that. People want to blame Adam, get off of that. Because everybody's supposed to ask for the money. Team shouldn't be just, but you got to also play the room a little bit. Know how to read the room.
Sure.
That dude hadn't done nothing wrong.
Totally. Aaron is in Suitland. We're going to try this again. Aaron, you there?
What up, Aaron?
Hey, brothers. Hey, man, I'm here. Hey, B. Mitch, man, I love you, brother. I really do love you. I mean that. And not in a Brokeback Mountain way. I love you, brother. I got to tell you, man, I believe that you're wrong. I believe that you're wrong because the blame pie has to go 100% on management and the coaching and the general manager. Let me tell you why. We had a bend but not break defense last year. Were we proactive or were we reactive? We had a broken defense during the preseason. Were we proactive or reactive? Now our defense is broken. We can't stop anyone. Let me tell you something about DQ. DQ can't say that we don't have the players, but he also can't insult the fans' intelligence by saying, I believe that what we have everything here that we need to win. When I can see that 54, it was third down, and he had the guy right in front of him, and he's at the first down marker, and he waited for the running back to run to him. I can see Luvu taking the wrong angles at a lot of tack. I'm just picking those two. I can see the fact that what we did with Terry is that, okay, if he held out, then okay, be proactive. Bring in some receivers, right? So then we can kind of force him to, you know, take the route that we want. Dan Quinn is a defensive coordinator, defensive coach, defensive guru, and he can't fix the problem. It's not the coaching staff and the general manager did what? They brought the players in. You can't blame the players because you just said it, B. Mitch. I can't blame none of them for getting paid or wanting to get paid. You just said it, B. Mitch. And that's the problem with this team. They sold us a bill of goods. We cannot afford, I'm saying we as a fan, cannot afford for the general manager and the coach to think like a freaking fan, right? You know, they deviated from the plan. We got 12-5 last year, basically because of our schedule, basically because no one knew how Daniels was going to be, so on and so forth. So what do? We doubled down. The coach and the general manager thought like fans. We're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Now, injuries play a part, too, as well, right? But the talent that we have on this team, you got to be able to see that there's a lot of lack of talent, and someone made the decision. Someone. I'm not going to call any names for these players to make this team. That's all I got to say.
But, Aaron, hold on. You say you disagree with me. Everything you just said is what I've said.
Well, no. So what I'm saying to you is we don't have the talent, B. Mitch. And you said that you can't blame the player for not getting paid. Well, my thing is, then why you have the player on the team?
What I said is I don't blame players for trying to get paid, is what
exactly.
I said. That's not what you just said. And earlier I said our level of talent is not there yet. So you basically said everything I said. So I guess you just wanted to disagree with me, but we said the same thing, bro.
Nah, man, I love you, brother. I love you, man.
Right.
Hey, B-Mitch, I love you, man.
Aaron, to your point, and it's a good call. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. Last year, everything organizationally they did worked, and then the football gods were on their side. I mean,
right.
Hail Mary. You doink a field goal in to win in the playoffs. Like
right.
there's a lot of examples we could think of how things broke their way. They were largely healthy this year. They're largely hurt. The one thing I go back to, and it's like an old axiom, is it's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. And when everything seems to break your way, sometimes you think that's how it's going to go. Yeah. And I think we are at a point at 3-7 with 4 straight ass kickings. To question everything. And my hope would be we're not the only ones questioning everything. That the folks in that building are like, damn, where did we screw up? Because there's got to be some ownership. We screwed some stuff up.
Yeah.
I don't think so, JP. I'm sorry, Finn. I'm going to tell you why I don't think so. Because DQ is still to this day saying what?
That's what he's saying publicly. That's you gotta allow that there's the public commentary and then... Not. So.
Well, how about the accountability, JP? I got you. How about the accountability? See, you make me think as a fan, right? And him making a statement like that, he's not off of something.
I'm not saying you're crazy for it.
I don't think we could blame ownership. Ownership's spending their money.
I didn't mean to say ownership. I'm sorry, general manager and management.
I appreciate you, Aaron. It was a good call, man. We got a break here.
All right.
Good call from Aaron there. We're going to keep the phone lines going. At some point, I'm going to open a mystery box. Maybe I'll do it in the other room because B's shook. Nobody go anywhere.
Just opening boxes, man.
It's B-Mitch and Finn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we got news. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Major news.
What's that?
A lot of folks remember years back, Lamphill. This was during the peak of the Will Dan Snyder sell this damn team era.
Uh-huh.
Lamphill came up with a list of 99 problems for Washington. They were significant. Well, Lamphill is now, in honor of John Riggins, perhaps, or maybe in honor of my age, Lamphill has compiled a list of 44 Commanders
problems. I
think we're
going to go with John Riggins.
Okay. We'll unveil Lamphill's newest edition of how many problems this organization has on Wednesday. Brian and I will be in Madrid. Lamphill will be holding it down right here in the Navy Yard studio. Lamphill,
how many you have so far?
I got 44, baby.
Will that grow by Wednesday?
It might, but the 44 is in honor of they keep giving up 44 points.
Ah, that's a good point. Hell, how many have they given up in the last four? 150?
150.
You might be able to go that deep.
Yeah. 38.3 a game.
Can you go that deep, Lanfield?
Dude, Kerwin from NBC4 just sent me a video he made. I just posted it to my Instagram. Did you see this lady just crying in the stands last night? I feel so bad for this lady.
No.
I mean, that's where we're at. Look, she's just crying, B. She's just watching the game and crying.
I didn't see that.
We've reached fans crying in the stands level of football. Lamphill's got 44 problems laid out. We'll hit that Wednesday. Right now, we're going to let these phone lines go because a lot of people have been on hold a long time. My man JR is in Rockville. What's up, JR?
Booyah. Hey, thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks, B. Mitch. Thanks, JP. You guys are true servants of our team. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Absolutely. Great. And so I'll go with the pie first. 20%. Let's do Adam Peters because he let B-Rob go. I got 20% for Dan Quinn. He needs to innovate. 20% for Joe Witt because, I mean, at the end of the day, we just still got to maintain a standard. 20% for Cliff Kingsbury because there needs to be a time of possession, sense of urgency there. And then 20% for Josh Harris because if I would own it, I'd do something. Right? I mean, you know, at some point he has to put his thumb on the scale somewhere where it is something where it's like, whether it is something with the purse strings, whether it's something with personnel, you know, because at the end of the day, I mean, that's a dream too, to own an NFL team.
Yeah, so, but when you own an NFL team and you are a person who made money doing other stuff, you don't just start doing stuff. You hire people to run that. He hired Adam Peters to run it.
True, there's delegation. I definitely agree with you there, B. Mitch. For me, I think of it like, you know, a pickup game at Lifetime Fitness, and then the team, they get to keep the court, you know, and we had that opportunity. We won. We got to maintain the court, but then we started subbing out dudes that helped us keep that court in the first place. So my fear is, do we even have the IQ to know what had us keep the court in the first place? You know, force equals mass times acceleration. So one thing we do need at RB1 is a big, like, whether we check in tight ends, like, either way, we just have to get these linebackers committed. Then we could go over the top on them. You know, I mean, I'm a Coach Branthover product, you know, Wheat and Knight here. So, you know, for me, I mean, we were just taught one way, which was we ran the ball and we barely allowed the other offense to even take the field.
Got to be honest, he's talking about Wheaton High School. In the fall, oh, yeah. in the fall of 1998, BCC went over to Wheaton and got smoked. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, guys. I love you, JR.
Appreciate the call.
True servants.
All right, take care, man. We're excited right now to get on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to Mr. John Jansen, former Redskin. John, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. B. Mitch, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. You still blocking everybody coming your way?
Hey, no one gets in my way.
Oh, yeah, man. How you been, man? How you been?
I'm doing good, and obviously happy to come away. Now that I'm in Detroit, come away with a win. So things are looking good, but I feel for my Commanders, getting a little beat up over there physically. A lot of injuries, so it was a tough watch.
See, John, I want to ask you that, because like, I know how I talk about injuries and things, and I'm always believing the next guy step up, because hell, that's how I got my job. You understand how injuries can affect the football team. You watch it last year there in Detroit. They had tons of injuries, but they were able to withstand a lot of it because that team was built over the 4 or 5 year period. Washington, in his second year of a rebuild, having all these injuries, how does that affect the football team?
Well, I mean, it affects it because, you know, I mean, if you've been at it for 4 or 5 years, right, and you've put all your resources, whether it's through free agency, through the draft, and this is where those third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks all start to create depth. And you're not going to hit on all of them, but if you've had 4 years to build up that depth and the culture of the guys that you're trying to bring in, and they understand after their third year, maybe they haven't had any time on the field, yet you've kept them around and they've been up and down on the practice squad. They've seen other guys make that trip from practice squad to roster to playing to then getting paid. You know, it just takes time, and you do have to have that next man up mentality, and you've got to be ready because, and B. Mitch, you know this, you don't know when your time is going to come. Mm-hmm. And it may be you're second on the depth chart, you're third, you're fourth, you're on the practice squad. All of a sudden, rash of injuries happen at a position. You're called upon, and you better be ready, because if you're not, that opportunity may not come around again.
Totally.
John, obviously, you had a ton of success here. You're back in Detroit, you know, doing all sorts of media with the University of Michigan, the Detroit Lions. Started 123 games here. The organization must mean something to you. When you watched that thing last night, how shocked were you by Washington's defense?
Well, I think the thing I was most disappointed in is just the lack of discipline. And whether it's, you know, Deron Payne, and I understand frustrations, you know, whether it's him, you know, punching a guy in Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, it's just, I hate to watch a football game where there's a lack of discipline and then there's a lack of physicality. If you're going to lose at the line of scrimmage, you know, and hey, I know everyone's beat up at this time of the year, but you could still go out and play a physical brand of football. Mm-hmm. And like I always use the basketball analogy. Your shot may not always be there, but you can always play defense and you can always be physical. You can always rebound. Like, those are the things that you have to count on every single game. And to see that it wasn't there, that they were getting pushed around, it hurts. And I do have a lot of loyalty still to the Washington franchise because I spent a decade there, and I hate to see a team get pushed around like that.
They sure did last night. You mentioned the pain thing. Did you, talking with folks from the Detroit side, the folks here claim St. Brown maybe threw a punch earlier that didn't get flagged. Did you see anything, notice anything, or is that kind of just football to you?
I didn't see it, so I'm obviously watching the TV copy. You know, and if he said if it happened a couple of plays earlier, I mean, watching the replay of his hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown, it appeared to me like Amon-Ra was 2 or 3 feet away or 2 or 3 yards away walking by, and he took the uppercut. If it happened a couple of plays earlier, I can't speak to that. I didn't see it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. But B-Mitch, you and I both know they never get the first guy.
There you go.
It's always the guy that comes back at you. So it's so early in the game, too. Like, you're going to get another drive. You're going to get another chance to take a shot at a guy legally on the field. That's when you have to do it, because your time will come.
Yeah. Amen. I see that totally. The thing about it, like, we sit up here, and then we have a lot of people questioning, like, the scheme of the defense and different things on the team. You spoke about, you know, go out, play with some energy, play with, you know, some type of force. Speak on that, about players just having that mindset. Well, I don't care what if the coach give me a bad scheme, I'm gonna make the play work.
Yeah, I mean, you go out there and, you know, I mean, every guy knows that some guys are a little bit more comfortable than others in terms of contract, how much money they've made, but your name's still on the back of that jersey. And you're putting on film what you want 31 other teams to see, that fans around the country are going to be watching. This game was at 4:20. There's only a couple other games going on at that time. Every single individual fan wanted to see the Commanders and the Lions. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the highest rated game in that time slot just because of what happened in the playoffs last year. And you knew Detroit was going to come loaded for bear. That hurt to lose the way that they did in the postseason. So whether or not Jaden Daniels was going, whether or not, you know, Terry McLaurin was going, it doesn't matter. You've got to go out there and continue to perform every single time, no matter if you like the scheme or if you don't. If you're bummed that your quarterback's out, it doesn't matter. You're still going to play the game. You're still going to tee it up, and you're going to play 60 minutes.
John, specifically last night, Detroit seemed to get anything they wanted in the run game. Were you surprised just how efficient Detroit was with Gibbs and on third downs? I mean, their offense was just unstoppable, and it had been relatively clunky for the last month or so.
Well, it had been, and the surprise that I found out early was that Dan Campbell was calling the plays. That has been John Morton been calling the plays. Dan took that over early in the week. And so I wasn't surprised that the offensive line came out and played the way that they did, simply because, you know, when they played against Minnesota a week ago, they got worked over. Yeah. And that was the worst I'd seen that offensive line play probably in 3 years. Not the standard that, as fans, we've become accustomed to see it. And Hank Fraley and B-Mitch, I know you know Hank from your time at Philly.
Yes.
He's a very prideful guy. You know that there were some sour feelings for 7 days in that room, and it wouldn't have mattered if it was Washington, if it was L.A. It didn't matter who it was. They were going to come out and make someone pay for it. I was just surprised that Washington didn't know that that's how they were going to come out. You challenge a team. You put their backs up against the wall. You make them look bad. You know even if you weren't the ones that did it, they're going to come out scratching and clawing and fighting.
And they sure did last night.
They did that.
John, we appreciate you making time for us, man. Everybody should check out John on weekday mornings on 97.1, The Ticket in Detroit. There's still a lot of love for John Jansen here in Washington, man. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, my shoulders, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. You guys take care, and I'll just take a quick moment. I'm going to be out there for the Maryland-Michigan game.
Oh,
always
nice.
Love to see Washington fans stop by, say hi, and I love the fans. So I miss you guys, but I'll see you guys soon.
All right, everybody go check out John Jansen
in
College Park when the Terps take on the Wolverines. Give him a follow at JohnJansen77. Remember he played like half a season with two broken thumbs?
Yeah.
I remember John Madden always circling
John and James Jenkins, bro.
Tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Phones are lit up. We're also going to give away tickets to that Terps-Wolverines game that John was just referencing. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam.
Oh boy!
You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fam page at YouTube. You can listen to us on 980. Watch us on Monumental Sports Network. And B, got some news. Giants have fired Brian Daboll.
Well, you and I both said he wouldn't make it through the year. So
nope.
Yeah,
I didn't think he'd be there when Washington goes up there Week 15. And sure enough, here we are. For me, it's Daboll has lost lots of games, but the collapses have been significant. And I honestly think the reason he got fired now, they've been using Jackson Dart pretty irresponsibly, and you knew the kid was going to get hurt, and he finally got hurt.
But I'll be honest with you, that kid right there, he needs to – we talk about – I think Jaden is way more tame than him.
Absolutely.
That dude is a wild cannon. He dives head first into people.
I'm just saying.
He has a little RG3 in him.
I can't help but notice that when they finally canned Daboll was the day after Dark gets hurt.
Yeah.
Let's go to our Giants correspondent, White Brian. I think you've wanted Daboll out for some time, Dub B. Brian Daboll fired by the New York Giants. Your reaction?
I think it was time. After, I think it was Schefter tweeted that it was the fourth blown lead of 10-plus points this year. And it's kind of a PR nightmare if you keep him after that goes viral.
But does that mean Shane gets to stick around?
I'm afraid of that because I felt like the correct thing to do would be fire them both at the same time. And if they didn't, that makes me think he's going to stay.
Wild times up in New York, man.
Wild times.
Brian Daboll is out. You know that saying, like, oh, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy? I'm not sure a lot of people are saying that about Brian Daboll. He
can rub you the wrong way.
Confident young man. Confident man.
Yeah.
They're turning to Mike Kafka to run things.
Who is that?
In New York. It must just really bother John Mara that they can't get anything right. Since they fired Tom Coughlin. How many coaches has it been since they fired Tom Coughlin? Let's try to name them. Joe Judge, Ben McAdoo,
Shermer.
There was a Shermer involved.
Yeah, I remember Pat. Pat was with him with that staff in Philly.
Yeah, I remember that. Daboll, is that it? When did they fire Coughlin? 10 years ago, maybe? That's four coaches in 10 years? And that I'm not even counting what had to be some interims along the way. Huh. I mean, goodness. That is a mess, man. And the Giants were always like the super stable. I don't know. Good luck. And dude, I don't nail all my predictions, but
you
that one
McAdoo-doo.
That one I nailed. I said Dart won't last
because I remember that.
Dart won't last because he's playing reckless and Daboll won't be the coach by the time
let's think about this though. The two kids that gave them great promise, both of them, got hurt.
Yeah. Scatabu thing.
That was freak.
Right.
But still, it happened.
I mean, to make a firing in early November, dude.
Get that long, Jay.
I got a question. Do you think the chances are ownership was like, yo, you got to fire that D coordinator, and Daboll said no?
No. I think Mara said enough is enough. He got to go. I think Shane's next.
He might.
I don't know if he dodged the bullet on this one, brother.
I also think the New York media had been killing Daboll, and eventually, dude, they're flying planes over the stadium. Please fire Brian Daboll for years.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Giants do. That they just seem in that death loop, man. It's
hey, we've lived it. We have lived it. We know.
Yeah, we know.
I mean,
let's hope we're not back in it.
You just hope you're hoping it slows down enough so you can jump off the wheel. Just jump off that, you know, just going in a circle. And you slow down enough so you can jump
right.
Without hurting yourself. That's what it is.
Hold on, where's who's a Giants fan? AMAC?
Yeah,
Jeff, go ask your boy AMAC how things are going. He'll start screaming at you again somehow. for the Giants crowd, I don't know, man. Good luck with all that. Maybe we take a look around the NFL. We got a lot of people on hold. I don't want to leave them on hold all day. We're going to try to take some calls. Do you think at all Brian Daboll getting fired turns heat up in Washington also?
No. I don't think so. I think the Brian Daboll thing has been going.
They did go to the playoffs his first season there and win a playoff game. That was only 2-3 years ago.
Okay, 2-3 years ago.
I'm just saying.
And Josh wouldn't need much involved with the here. I don't think Daboll's legacy per se or reputation is anywhere close to Dan's.
Agreed.
I don't think
his volatility on the sideline is just so unprofessional.
I mean, when
he ran in the blue tent,
he acts more immature than the players. So I'm not shocked.
Not shocked. It's also, some of it is how you carry yourself, how you comport yourself. And as unhappy with the results people are with DQ, I don't think there's a question about how he carries himself, how he talks to his players, how he handles the day-to-day grind of...
DQ is the type of guy, if I played for him, I wouldn't want to let him down. Dabo, I wouldn't give a damn. See what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Because what, and it bothers some fans, DQ is always loyal and good to his players. Yeah, but, I'm not sure Dabo is.
Andy
Dabo
Reed
shows
is loyal
people
and good
up.
To his players. Joe right. Gibbs is loyal and good to his players. And I know people say players coach. John Thompson was the player's coach. John Thompson was never seen as soft or nice.
You can be both.
You can be a player coach and still be tough on them. Most players' coaches, like the people that they're trying to describe is the player's friend. I don't think Dan's their friend.
No.
I don't think John was their friend. I don't think Andy was their friend. I don't think Joe was their friends. But player coach don't mean that coach can't get stuff done. Because when he was getting it done last year, I think everybody was very happy. This year, not working. Maybe the mix of players are not the right ones.
Brian Dable out in New York. Phone lines are open. I'm opening a mystery box at 1:30. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.